Only one actor has won both the Academy Award and the Tony Award twice. It was Frederick March, who was born in Racine on August 31st, 1897.
March attended UW-Madison and went on to star in major films from the 30s through the 60s. He won an Oscar for his title roles in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
How is Frederick March remembered today? We'll find out from Jim Healy. He's the director of the film programming for the UW-Madison Film Coalition Cinematheque. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give us a little bit of Frederick March 101. Who was he?
Well, he was born Frederick Bickel in Racine, and I think he was one of the great, great actors of the first 30, 40 years or so of sound cinema, certainly regarded as one of the great actors of the theater, too, although we don't have too many records of his theatrical performances today. We can certainly see his film work. He was a classic leading man, but he had a kind of extra layer of tenderness and vulnerability that came through, whether he was playing fathers or authoritarian figures or even villains in some cases.
And somewhere along the way, he went from Bickel to March. Is that his Hollywood name? Did he become Frederick March instead of
Bickel? No, it was something he took as a stage name. He was acting in the theater mainly during the 1920s, and he changed his name at that time. I guess, and you can imagine why.
It's a little more,
It reminded too many people of Pickle, I think. So.
I see. Well, let's talk a little bit about his connection to the UW-Madison. How did he end up here?
Well, he didn't come here right out of high school. He worked for 2 years in Racine as a banker, and he wound up here in Madison just after he turned 19, I think, and started school in 1916, rather. He was born in 1897, and studied commerce here as a continuation of his work as a banker. But soon he joined a drama society and had a little vaudeville act going with a friend. And eventually he was cast as a lead in the Edmond Rostand play, The Romancers, here. And he caught the theater bug here at the University of Wisconsin.
And what was his first big break?
Well, there's a couple, I think. I think for the big role that got him into movies was a play he did on Broadway by Moss Hart and Edmund Ferber called The Royal Family. And it was a thinly veiled depiction of the Barrymore family, Ethel Barrymore and John Barrymore, who were the best known actors of the time. It was a comedy. And in the play, March played a character based on John Barrymore. And it was very popular. Eventually went on tour, went to Hollywood, where it was seen by all sorts of casting agents and studio personnel. And he got a contract at Paramount Pictures just at the dawn of the sound era, signed at Paramount and did, I think, something like a dozen films in his first 2 years under contract at Paramount, one of which was the film adaptation of The Royal Family. So that was a big break, but I think the film that kind of launched him into international stardom was his 1933 version of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, directed by the great and innovative filmmaker Ruben Mamoulian. And in the film, March plays both parts, of course, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and went through an elaborate kind of makeup process. But he was compelling in both roles. And it was a big hit at a time when horror films were big box office here in the U.S. and all over the world, Frankenstein, Dracula, and the like, and it became a big smash, and it won him his first Academy Award for Best Actor.
All right, so what won him his second?
That was for The Best Years of Our Lives, which is one of the quintessential films of the 1940s, if not of all time. William Wyler film from 1946, a really beloved film. I'm sure most people know it, about returning war veterans after World War II. And he plays one of three main characters in the film, three returning vets. And his is the least, I'd say, the least showy part. He plays the older senior member of the three veterans. And it's a part with, you know, a lot of sensitivity and understanding and compassion. And I think it just, you know, really moved a lot of people, as did the film. His, one of his co-stars, who played one of the other soldiers, Harold Russell, who was a real-life disabled veteran after the war, won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar that year.
You mentioned the broad array of parts that he could play, the types of characteristics he could convey on screen, and I imagine that came to his advantage during Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Where did he hone his skills as an actor?
That's hard to say. I think he was a big fan of film and theater. He went to see a lot of plays and movies throughout his life. He was a big disciple of John Barrymore. He really admired him a lot, who had played Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the 20s. Being a good Midwesterner that made him a kind of everyman. You know, he was a very handsome guy, but at the same time, he could play, you know, someone very distorted, like Mr. Hyde. You know.
Well, turning to his career on Broadway, he turned down, apparently, the part of Willie Loman in the original Broadway production of Death of a Salesman. Why?
That's right. He had been very busy. This was 1949, and he just came off making three movies in a row, all co-starring his wife, Florence Eldridge, who was an accomplished actress herself. The last film he had done of the three was an international production, Christopher Columbus, which took him to Europe, and he came back to the States, and he just felt he was too tired to accept such a demanding role. He was thrilled to be asked, and he recognized what a great and potential role it was, but he turned it down and later said he regretted it. But eventually, when they made a movie of it in 1951, he accepted that and was nominated for another Academy Award for playing Willie Loman in the screen version.
And we hear actors today who have done some television and film and then go on to do Broadway that the two are so different. Was that true back in Frederick March's day? And was he as big a success on Broadway as he was in films?
I think he was as big a success. He had, you know, his ups and downs. He could do three or four plays in a row, just as he could do three or four movies in a row that would be failures, that would not draw an audience. But then he could do something like, made the very first portrayal of James Tyrone Sr. in the very first production ever of Long Day's Journey Into Night, which he played for, I think he performed in for well over a year. Now, this is a 4-hour play and exhausting and grueling. And I think it's because of this that he found theater to be much more tiring than movie work.
When you look at his career, he, in the 30s, was acting with some of the biggest stars there were, Gary Cooper, Greta Garbo, Olivia de Havilland. And yet, I don't often hear his name mentioned in their company. Do you think that time has forgotten him, or is he still remembered as he should be?
I hope not. Some of the films are certainly wonderful and should be viewed, and I'm sure some of them still are. His Jean Valjean and Les Miserables is tremendous. It's the 1935 version of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and well into the 40s and the 50s and even the 60s, too. He's in some terrific films like Executive Suite, The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit, Inherit the Wind, and a terrific mid-60s Western called Hombre with Paul Newman. And then he capped his film career. In fact, I think it was the last role he ever performed as Harry Hope in the film version of The Iceman Cometh in 1974 with Robert Ryan and Lee Marvin.
Well, in our last moments here, if there's one film we should check out that that stars Frederick March, what would you recommend?
Oh, that's so hard. Well, we didn't talk about comedies, and he did a handful of comedies that were really terrific. And just last night, I watched Nothing Sacred again, which is a screwball comedy where he played opposite Carol Lombard. And it's on Netflix, and it's 73 minutes, and it goes by like a breeze, and it's extremely funny.
I recommend it. We'll check it out. Thank you, Jim, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Jim Healy is the Director of Film Programming for Cinematheque, a coalition of UW-Madison departments dedicated to finding and showing important films that would otherwise not be available.